Hi all, today we are entering in yet another interesting chapter. It is about USHA, that is Universal System of Hotel Accounting as well as Departmental Accounting. In this chapter, we would be seeing that in what way USHA is being utilized so as to record the transaction related to hospitality industry, especially in the hotels and a restaurant business. So let's go ahead and navigate through the USHA system. Thus, the full form is the Uniform System of Hotel Accounts. It's the standardized method so as to record all the transactions related to hotels and the hospitality business. It may record all the transactions related to revenue, expenditure, assets and liabilities that have been generated throughout the business of lodging and hoteling. Thus, the USHA offers a consistent and a structured approach so as to record and report the financial information. Now, why we want a structured approach? So that we'll follow the uniform way of recording. Not only recording, the reporting as well matters a lot. Once the reporting has been done, we can apply the financial matrix so as to generate a perfect financial information which may be required for some strategic decision. And definitely, at last, we would be concentrating on promoting transparency and facilitating comparison between different organizations within the industry. With the help of a comparison, we may get to know that where exactly we stand at the particular day or at the particular time in a year, with which we may be able to have our positioning in the market overall. Thus, USHA plays an important role while recording all the business transactions of the hotel and the restaurant businesses. Now, what are the benefits so as to implement the USHA? First of all, it is the standardized reporting. The way I have said in the previous session lectures as well, that hotel accounting is based on general accepted accounting principle, that is GAAP. And further, along with the USARI, USHA is going to give us the standardized reporting approach, in which a framework, a common and a uniform framework has been utilized so as to categorize the financial transaction and making it in a standardized way so as to report and ensure the consistency across which all are the companies that have been involved in the business of hotel and the restaurant management. Thus, it's going to give us a simplistic data maintained in a uniform way, making it easily comparable so as to know the market positioning at any point of a time. Therefore, one of the important features of USHA is its standardized reporting way. Second important feature of USHA, it's improved financial management. The way I've said that USHA and USARI is based on generally accepted accounting principles. So there are USHA models is been utilized so as to record all the financial transaction, and these all ways have been universally accepted. So it's a standalone practice that has been devised with the help of USHA manual, and that has been recorded, and the perfect picture, perfect and clear picture of the financial performance has been shown. Thus, it's going to allow us a perfect decision making, the cost control, as well as a proper allocation of the resources, proper allocation of the profit center, and the proper recognition of the cost center if there are any. Along with that, which all are the key components of the USHA? We're going to see one by one. So chart of accounts, it is going to come up with the different statement of accounts, like as an income statement, balance sheet, cash flow statement, departmental account, profitability statement, and at last we would be having the accounting matrix. With the help of accounting matrix, we'll be able to know the positioning in comparison with our competitors. So chart of accounts, number of accounting statement in a standardized way available under the USHA software. So it's going to give us the comprehensive list of all the financial account, and It's going to guide us that in what way the financial transaction need to be reported in the hotel and a restaurant industry. Further, the minute detailing of the chart of account is also available in the form of revenue and expenses categories. The OSHA would be defining specific categories for revenue. The way I've set the underlying principle of the hotel accounting on the basis of OSALI and OSHA is categorization into a responsibility center. Every transaction may be categorized on the basis of its way of generating a business. If it is operating cost, it has been recorded into an expenses side. And if it is generating some kind of business out of it, by default, what business has been generated, that has been included into an income side of it. So a proper way of recording income and expenses is been available under the OSHA system. Revenue is nothing but what are the sales throughout the year we would be doing. From the revenue, we would be deducting all the necessary expenses, and then it is going to help us out so as to arrive at the profitability statement along with the EBITDA calculation. So not only it's going to highlight us or going to take our hand in a direction of the profitability, it will also suggest in what way few of the department need a internal control. The way I've said, responsibility center is the underlying principle of the OSHA accounting. So few of the responsibility center might be highlighted over which we need a strong internal control. We can leverage that particular department in a profitability center if a proper control mechanism is being maintained. Thus, so as to ensure the accuracy and the reliability of the financial information, OSHA system help us so as to analyze few of the responsibility centers that need a minute internal control. This may include procedures for authorization, recording, and few transactions need to be reconciled and restated in the accounting statement overall. These all are few components of OSHA. Now, as any system, we are going in a new direction. There are some requirements, there are some orientation that we have to follow. So while adopting OSHA as well, the orientation is been needed. So what has been considered while applying the OSHA? That has been given in this particular slide. Understanding OSHA. So first of all, proper understanding of OSHA manual is necessary. The head manager of the accounting department should be responsible so as to understand thoroughly the OSHA manual, the OSHA system, including the procedures, reporting requirement, and if we would be dealing into a cross jurisdiction business, whether OSHA is having the provision so as to include the cross jurisdiction taxation impact or not. That also need to be included while understanding the OSHA. So a proper study, a minute study along with the cross jurisdiction tariff is being necessary as and when we are understanding OSHA statement. Once the OSHA has been thoroughly understood, we have to maintain a chart of accounts as per our business. We have to align the accounts as per the OSHA standards, and we have to structure this chart so as to organize and record all the financial structure, financial transactions as per the OSHA system. So over here, we have to minutely categorize all the items. For example, few items would be contributing a lot so as to generate a profitability business. So that items need to be categorized into a profit center. Few items may be continuously costing us a lot. So that item need to be categorized into a cost item in the initial stage itself. And at last, technology and software. Is the Zen Z kind of era. Over here, we cannot be ignorant towards the technology and software that have been going on. The manual practice has been completely obsoleted and outdated. And therefore, up-to-date knowledge of the technology and the software has been expected. So hotels have to upgrade their financial management system and software so as to comply with the OSHA's requirement for detailed record keeping. So as to achieve this, what we need is the proper training. So we have to properly train, especially our SaaS staff who is dealing into an accounting and transacting role. So front office staff would need a training. They have to know the procedures and the way the recording and reporting of the guest transaction has been done while maintaining the guest account. So a ratio metrics like room rates, revenue per room, occupancy ratio, ancillary charges and other payments should be very well cleared and well trained to the front office staff. Accounting staff as well plays an important role over here. Accounting staff requires in-depth training on recording of the accountant transaction on the basis of the accounting principle, convention and the concepts. And at last, all the transactions would be clubbed, maybe in the form of revenue, income, assets, liabilities, expenses, and overall categorization. And at last, the statement is going to give us the highlight over where we need an internal control procedures. Thus, accounting staff need to be properly trained so as to categorize a particular transaction as per the OSHA manual. Then comes the management staff. Management staff are the staff who would be handling day-to-day management of the hotel and lodging industry. So they also directly or indirectly contributes for the accounting transaction of this industry. They also need to undergo training so as to apply the OSHA system and its overall implication. Thus, it's going to help us out so as to have a strategic way in decision making, and it's going to support to get a concrete picture of the financial analysis at the end of the financial year. Now, which all are the challenges? Every system, the way it had go through the advantageous path, it also going to show us some kind of a disadvantages. So very first and important disadvantage or a challenge while implementing OSHA is cost. OSHA can be costly, particularly smaller hotels that may not having a strong way of a revenue. Why OSHA software is costly? Because we need a software, we need a training, we need a proper consulting services so as to address our queries every now and then. Thus, in the initial stage, at the time of inception, maybe it's going to be a costly business as and when we would be going up with the OSHA system of accounts. Training. Employee need to be trained properly so as to handle the OSHA system well, so as to make them aware about the OSHA manual. It may be time consuming as well as expensive because everyone's learning appetite would not be same, and we may have to invite some external authorities so as to train our staff to use the OSHA accounting standards. It may require ongoing efforts to ensure the understanding and adherence of the system. So a frequently asked question database need to be maintained, and we have to ensure that it need to be properly addressed by the competent authority. Resistant to change. It is a very common phenomenon in every organization. Employees are generally resistant to accept any kind of a change, especially the AI oriented change. Why? Because they are used to with their day-to-day monotonous work. Thus, we have to make employees hands-on on the OSHA software with the help of different accounting system. They might resist in the initial stage, but we have to make them cumbersome, or we have to analyze that what are the ways by which the cumbersomeness can be reduced and the difficulty to use can be converted into ease of use and time saving. Thus, resistance to change need to be addressed specifically from the context of generating maximum business for a hotel and a restaurant industry. Complexity. The way I have said, the OOSHA system may not be giving a weightage for all the cross jurisdiction, tariff rates, and the business practices. So the complexity increases if we would be serving a cross-border entities a lot. Thus, a detailed guidelines and a modification along with the categorization and a reporting need to be done comprehensively while adopting the OOSHA system. It's going to present challenges for understanding and the overall implementation. But once the system has been properly set, it would be very easy so as to analyze and generate a business on the basis of the OOSHA system of reporting. Now, once we have analyzed the challenges, we have to analyze which are the ways available by which we can overcome with the challenges. First one, we have to search someone who would be the expert and who will every now and then resolve our queries with the complete satisfaction. So the expert, recruiting the expert and guiding the expert would be important over here. So expert is going to provide us the insights, the system setups and the proper training. Our queries would be frequently asked might be, but the guidance would be solving it as and when, even if it has been frequently asked. Phased implementation. All of a sudden, complete system cannot be changed. Step by step, we have to implement the OOSHA system. In the initial stage, the top management would be understanding the OOSHA system. Then the middle management and at last to the common employees would be made understood with the help of the OOSHA softwares. So a phased implementation program can be adopted over here before having a wider rollout of the OOSHA software. Staff engagement. We would be involving a particular staff so as to just concentrate on the recording of the transaction on the basis of the OOSHA software. They'll be engaged only on that particular job. They would be giving the guides as well so as to solicit the feedback and address whatever their concern and to improve the adoption overall. Every now and then we have to arrange a training program on the staff who would be engaged to implement the OOSHA system and record the financial transactions. Thus, ongoing training and support, engaging the methods for better retention of the OOSHA implementation would be expected while doing the continuous training. And at last, nothing comes free of the cost. We have to do an investment. This might be a technology investment. This is the robust investment. It is going to give us the integrated accounting ways, automated tasks, which may going to minimize our errors and may going to repeat the redundance or the WS transaction that may be having the impact on overall accounting software. Thus, a good amount of investment in the inception stage is been expected while applying the OOSHA system. At last, we can conclude that OOSHA system is going to improve the hospitality industry, especially the hotel and lodging industry's finance presentation. So adopting OOSHA can significantly enhance the overall reporting of the hotel and the restaurant industry. While implementing OOSHA, there are going to be several challenges, but these challenges, if addressed well, going to give us unending or infinite benefit in the long run. Thus, it's going to give us the standardized reporting, a perfect financial control tool, which is going to enhance our decision making at any point of time. It's a valuable tool for achieving the greater financial stability and operational efficiency overall in the hospitality industry. Now, let's move on towards few of the numericals that have been implemented under the OOSHA system of accounts. Next few slides would be a numerical slides. One of the example is about the income statement. This all statement would be available into your chapter 6 as well. If you have to refer it more elaborately, please refer a book. So over here, you will see the illustration would be available at your left hand side and the solution for that illustration would be available on your right hand side. So over here, you will see that which all are the items that need to be categorized into an income and an expenses. So I have to record, first of all, the food sales. Food sales is being called as my revenue item. So it's always going to start with the sales. I'm going to deduct if there would be any allowances, any deduction, any expenses that is outgoing from the business. So as to generate the sales, what are the costs involved? That all I am recording in this particular statement. So food sale minus if there would be any allowances, minus there would be any cost of food sales, that all would be deducted. Then I am going to add back the beverage sale because it's again a revenue for me. If there would be any beverage allowances, if there would be any cost of beverage sale that need to be deducted from the beverage sale, and what I'll get is the gross profit. From the gross profit, I'm going to deduct all the operating expenses. So before the gross profit, what are the expenses we deducted that are being called as the expenses so as to generate the sales? Post the gross profit, we are concentrating on the operating expenses. So salaries of the employees, staff and the laborers would be covered over here. Now while recording the salaries, the payroll manager has to ensure all the categories would be well covered. Because over here we would be concentrating on the employees, salary based, incentive based, tip based. We may have recruited the laborers as well. Maybe on the basis of piece rate, maybe on the basis of the working way, maybe on the basis of unit cleaned. So these all categorization need to be carefully covered while recording the salaries. If there would be some employee benefit that have been given, that also need to be categorized over here. The medical benefit, the mediclaim, as well as the bonuses, as well as ESOPs, if it has been declared, these all need to be covered to a certain extent. The kitchen fuel. This is what is so as to keep the business in the running status. Few of the expenses we cannot directly categorize that need to be covered over here. So kitchen fuel plays an important role while recording all the expenses. The laundry expenses. The tech rider as well, which is going to cover the music, LED system, the DJ system, the spotlights and the other systems via which a continuous happening movement would be going on. The expenses involved for that happening movement would be included over here in the part of the tech rider. If there would be some other ancillary expenses that also need to be covered over here. And at last, the day-to-day cleaning expenses of the room need to be recorded. Thus, after deducting all the cost of sales and the other operating expenses, what will arrive it as the net profit? So this is what is the simplistic income statement for a food and a beverage department. You can refer the chapter for more elaborative sums. Next comes is the balance sheet. How to record the balance sheet of the food and beverage or hotel and lodging industry. So over here we have given the XYZ company's balance sheet. Again, on the left hand side you will see the problem, on the right hand side you will see the answer for the same. Before answering or before going ahead with the problem, we have to take a proper pencil in our hand and we have to record that which items would be categorized into asset and which item would be categorized into liabilities. So in front of a creditors, I'm going to write that it is my L, liabilities. It is my current liability. Capital is my equity share capital. Net profit is again going to add into a equity capital. Bank is my asset. Debtors are my asset. Furniture is my fixed asset. Land is also my fixed asset. Bills payable is my current liability. Drawings is the drawings of the person who had introduced the capital. So it need to be taken care in the equity share capital. It need to be deducted from the capital. The cash in hand again will go into our current assets. Bills receivable again would be going into our current assets. Closing stock is the stock at the end of the year. So again, it will go into our current assets. And at last, we do have a plant. Plant will go into a fixed asset. So here you will see at the liability and asset side, there is a bifurcation into four parts. Liability has been divided in two parts called as the equity share capital and the current liabilities. So capital minus drawing plus net profit would be called as your equity share capital. Current liabilities is inclusive of creditors and bills payable. On the asset side, again, we do have a two important categorization. One is called as a fixed asset and the current assets. In fixed asset, we would be including all the tangible assets or the immovable assets as such. So furniture, land, plant, everything has been included into a fixed asset. Whereas in current assets, we may have a non-tangible or the movable assets. So here we do have a debtors, bank, cash in hand, bills receivable, and a closing stock. At last, the balance sheet should tally. So here, a simplistic way of recording assets and liabilities I have showcased. For the further elaboration, you can refer chapter number 6. Department wise as well, we can record the transaction for the hotel and lodging industry. Departmental accounting plays an important role. With the help of departmental accounting, we can analyze that which particular department need to go the scientific management. Maybe few of the department would be considered as the profit center. But few of the department would be a continuously into a cost center or a loss zone. They need a proper internal control. And therefore, we have to ensure that we would be following a proper departmental income and expenditure account statements. So over here, I have given you one of the example that in what way departmental accounting statement is being maintained in the hotel and lodging industry. We have covered the income statement of food and a beverage department. Food and beverage department is one of the important department in hotel and lodging industry. This department contributes a lot for the revenue generation. So room occupancy is one of the major department of the revenue. On the other hand, we do have the food and beverage department as other department contributes a lot for the profitability. So here we would be just concentrating on the food and beverage department's overall expenses. So it's again going to start with the food revenue. If there would be any cost so as to bring this food into our hotel or lodging premises, these all expenses would be deducted from the food revenue. Same way with the beverages. Beverages revenue need to be first of all, what are the revenue from the basis of the sales we have generated that I have clubbed and I have recorded over here. What are the cost involved so as to bring this beverages sellable, that all things would be included over here. Then I'm arriving at the gross profit. Then there are few expenses that has been also called as a controllable expenses if it has been properly analyzed. It may include the salary and wages, employee benefits, the sundry expenses, the glassware and the cutlery ware, laundry and dry cleaning expenses, the fuel expenses, especially the gas and electricity that have been utilized, publicity or advertisement expenses if it has been there. If there would be a continuous repairs going on in our kitchen or the center or the top rooftop where the food and beverage counter is established, that all reporting need to be covered over here. Sometime it may happen that few of the goods may be very ancillary but supports a lot so as to serve the food and beverage industry. So that all items would be included into our sundry expenses too. Thus, we may get profit before interest. interest if we have borrowed the capital so as to bring the food and beverages. So on that capital, if we are paying any kind of interest that need to be deducted over here, what we'll get is the profit before tax. We call this as the EBITDA, that is earning before tax as well. From the EBITDA, we're going to deduct the tariff and the taxes. Now, country to country, the tariff or the tax jurisdiction may going to give us the different rate of taxation. So our system should be properly implemented by covering the cross jurisdiction transaction need to be ensured over here. And at last, what we'll get as the PAT, that is profit after tax. It is also been called as the net profit after tax. So this is what is the pure profit that can be enjoyed by the organization by taking care of all the controllable and non-controllable expenses. One of the beauty of this income statement is you can have the ratio. So whatever my net profit is, out of the net profit, how much is my salary, how much is my employee, I can continuously compare it with the gross profit. So how much is my total revenue? Out of the total revenue, what is the percentage of salary and wages? And compared to my total revenue, what is my percentage of the laundry and dry cleaning expenses? So these all are the individual expenses ratio metrics we can work upon. And we can make the efforts year on year with the help of YOY comparison so as to reduce these expenses, with which we'll able to arrive at the profitability at the earlier stage. This statement is going to give us the highlights if properly compared, that which all are the statements or which all are the items that all are the most crucial items need to be concentrated in the long term horizon. Thus, this statement plays an important role in the recording of the financial transaction of hotel and lodging industry. For more elaboration and more numerical practice, please refer chapter number 6 in our book. Thank you all, and let's move on towards the next chapter.